summer ticket stock 2004. Live at the Plano Center from Home Depot, Miller Lite, and Sports Radio 1310. The ticket.
It's 2:53 on Sports Radio 1310. The ticket. We're at Hummer Ticket Stock 2004 here at the Plano Center. Giorgio Rines, Dan McDowell, Big Dick Hunter, and the great Gordo with us on stage. Last night we had the Ticket Time Wasters perform here at Ticket Stock. We had a good crowd here at the Plano Center. And we had some really wheels-off moments. We had some pretty funny moments.
We had some diamonds.
We definitely had some cow poo-poo. And after a while, it...
Did it mix together at all?
It just all looked like poo-poo.
It didn't separate.
After a while, yeah. No, it really didn't separate too much.
It's funny that how when you combine or when you get those two substances around each other, that happens so often.
Why can't the diamonds dominate?
Right, yeah. And the diamonds just can't seem to stand on their own.
No.
It's like the opposite of wax and kerosene. I tried to make a diamonds and poo-poo lava lamp one time.
It just
and
didn't work?
Yeah. It ran together.
All right, now apparently we have some of this to listen to back there. All right, go ahead and roll us something and we'll identify it as we hear it. This is from the Time Wasters performance last night. Is this Psycho Dave?
Oh, yeah.
All right. George Jones song?
Yeah.
I stopped off at the quick for some beer and cigarette. The old man took my money as he stared at my Corvette. He said I had one just like her son in 1963. Held the man down at the bank, took her from me. Was hotter than a $2 pistol. She was this thing around. Wrong and mean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built on the fun to handle, son. I'm glad that you dropped in. She reminds me of the one I love best.
There's no melody.
Psycho Dave knows is that there are words there, and he's going to get them out and get the thing over with.
Random notes that don't really have any sort of planned melody.
He had the same timing issue.
My keys.
We're back.
Here, take her for a spin.
Yeah, it sounds just like George Jones.
Old man scratched his head, and then he looked at me and grinned. He said, son, you just don't understand. It ain't the car I want. It's the brunette in your bed that turns me on.
Oh, she was. We'll say on right there.
$2 pistol. She was the fastest thing around. Wrong and mean, every young man's dream. She turned every head in town. She was built for fun to handle fun. Wow. Glad that you dropped in.
All right, that's about enough of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
You know, he had that same timing issue with the George Jones tune he did last year. He always sings on, like, the one and the three. Maybe a reggae-style tune is his natural calling.
So would you call him a performance artist?
Yes. I would. I actually enjoy that in a weird sort of way.
In that same way Rick in Dallas is, huh?
Yeah, because what Psycho Dave does, he takes a George Jones tune, but he makes it his own, like Chris McKinley does.
Boy, I've never heard such
or like Rick in Dallas.
Varying key. It's just... it's about eight different keys at once from Psycho Dave. Hey, there's Psycho Dave right there, ladies and gentlemen. There he is.
Where?
The George Jones sound-alike.
Oh, but he's wearing a shirt.
Psycho
That's no
Dave.
Fun.
Well, bring him up.
Come on up, Psycho Dave.
Psycho Dave.
Oh, there, Psycho Dave.
Here's a headset.
All right, come on, let's go shirt off.
Shirt off if you're up here, dude.
Yeah, people can't recognize you with your shirt off.
Shirt off. Will you take your shirt off?
He's a star now. He doesn't need to take his shirt off.
The mic's backwards.
Psycho, just flip it the other way. There you go.
He's such a bird. Look at it.
Hi, Psycho Dave.
Hi, Georgie.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good.
Let's go shirt off. Hi, Psycho.
Okay. Hang on, he's got to take his shirt off.
God.
He'll just do whatever Ron tells him to do.
If he will, you got to ask.
Was that 2 years ago when Irvin was squeezing his nipples?
It's just so prepubescent looking.
How you doing, Psycho? You having fun out here today?
Yes, are you?
Yeah, I am. I am, in fact. Yeah. You do a lot of mixing and mingling with the P1s, or are you just hanging out, or what you got going here today?
I got nothing going.
Yeah.
No.
We just heard your George Jones song.
I'm sorry you had to hear that again.
You know,
we enjoyed it. Big Dick says you're actually a performance artist.
Well, he's a good
kind of a pioneer.
Well, thank you.
Did you practice in the full-length mirror at home?
I did.
With the hairbrush in
your
hand?
I totally practiced that, but then I screwed it up.
That'll happen.
I don't think you did. It sounded okay.
I hope nobody ever hears that again.
Oh.
There's a greater than zero chance that'll happen somewhere along the line.
Probably so, yeah.
You are an official member of the George Jones fan club, are you not, Psycho?
Yes, I am.
You a card-carrying member.
That's right.
You should submit that piece to, like, his website or something.
I'm not going to give that to him.
You've met him, right?
Yes,
didn't you meet him in Fort Worth?
Yeah, he's at Bass Performance Hall. I met him there.
I think you ought to send a copy of that to him.
You whip him?
No, I didn't whip him.
Were you shirtless when you met him?
No, I wasn't shirtless. It would be funny, though.
You know, you didn't forget any words, though, right? You knew all the words.
No, I didn't know the words, but that's about it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever had a voice lesson?
No, never had a voice lesson. I guess you could probably tell, though.
You sing in grade school and choir or high school or
never
anything?
Never did that.
Never did that?
No. Did you have any extracurricular activity in school?
Not really.
Huffing?
No. Yeah, huffing. Bunch of paint.
Man. Where'd you go to school, Psycho Dave?
Pascal High School.
I thought it was Pascal.
Yes.
Yep. These are good times, aren't they, Psycho Dave?
These are awesome times.
You want to hear another one? Yeah, let's hear another one.
It's from the Ticket Time Wasters last night.
That's music from last night's Ticket Time Wasters performance. Here at Ticket Stock, Psycho Dave's with us now on the round table.
God bless.
Gen X Davey.
I'm sorry, I meant a magician. Give it up for a magician.
Golly. You like this song, Psycho Dave?
Yeah, I like this song. A little gay, though.
Oh, Lord. Shouldn't we air this instead of Sporting News?
The rest of the day?
Last night.
Did the song get clearance 20 years ago? Don't do
it. I don't know.
Or today?
Yeah. More to the point, today. You wanna come?
Relax, don't do it. When you wanna go to it. Having fun, Psycho? Relax,
don't We're having fun. When
you
wanna
come. Relax, you like good music?
Yeah, good music. Just like this.
Relax, I do too. I love the trombone.
Oh, my God.
Stop it. Can we take 2 more minutes of this?
No.
No?
I don't know if I can take 2 more seconds of it.
All right, that was Davey Lane last night. And the
band sounds real good, though.
Yeah. And the stage show that went along with it. Yeah, give it up for Davey. Yeah.
You know,
he didn't do the song I wanted him to do, though. There's one song that I keep wanting Davey to do.
What?
And he won't do it.
What?
I know what boys like.
That was a second.
That would be a good one.
Okay, well, maybe next time. We'll roll that out.
Okay.
Davey hates you because you
fired the waitresses?
Him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that who that was?
Yeah, the waitresses.
I think the theme of Davey Lane's ambiguously gay tune, Gig In and Gig Out, is a consistent crowd pleaser. It's very consistent.
Oh, yeah. It was a great presentation last
Different
night.
Song every time, but always very ambiguously gay.
What else we got back there, Robbie?
What are the sports songs we have to listen to?
We love sports songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. Watch out on this one.
This could be a Psycho Dave's key here.
This looked really cool.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Yngwie Malmsteen played on the Bee Gees album.
So far, it's okay.
Yep. All right, we heard enough.
I love good music like this.
Try to hit the brakes.
Oh, what a break.
What the heck's going on?
You can tell by the way I use my words. I'm a woman's man, no time for talk. With a line, women, woman, pick around.
Brings a heaven on my shoes. I'm a dancing man, and I just can't lose. It's all right, it's okay. You can look the other way. We can try to understand the New York Times effect on man.
It's Neil Young gone disco is what this is.
Everybody shaking and we're staying alive.
Stage as the dirty dead ghost of Maurice Gibb.
And everyone thought he was dancing Jesus.
Yeah, he had a fake beard on. And okay, I think we have the general idea of this mess.
Wait, I still don't understand the general idea of this. Let's keep this.
You guys look great. Where'd you get those suits?
That would be Jamie Garner, our promotions girl that Big Dick's always sniffing around. She got them for us at Genghis.
Genghis,
thank you, Genghis.
Menswear.
Yeah, so thank you, Genghis.
So they still wear the white suit?
I don't know. I think that was from way in the back of the shop. But they gave them to us, I think. They comped us on them because she went in there to say, hey, I need some Saturday Night Live suits for this band. And he goes, oh, yeah, Time Wasters. I hear they're going to do this song. Somehow he had got wind that we were doing this.
Well, thank you, Genghis.
Right. So thank you, Genghis. They came through.
For the white suits. Cool
Boy,
stuff.
How the Bee Gees did that is impossible.
I know.
Yeah, singing like
Boy,
that.
Boy, have you ever heard them live? They sound great.
Yeah, they do.
Do they? I've never seen them live.
They're underrated. They've turned into a punchline.
I've seen tapes of them live. I've never.
You know, they have turned into a punchline, but they wrote a lot of good pop tunes that everyone always enjoys when you hear them.
I don't think they're punchline anymore. They went through the Saturday Night Fever period and turned into one then, but they've regained their cred.
Well, the 70s got hip again. That helped.
Yeah.
So it's not a punchline anymore.
Yeah, they were greatness. All right, there's some good time fun. Go Bee Gees, and stay tuned. Boy, some crazy stuff's next. It's Sturm,
right,
Gordo, Grego,
right.
Norm.
Yep.
That's next. Right, Psycho Dave?
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
On the ticket.
Party.